Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers set to benefit from agreement to facilitate medicinal crop cultivation on mined out bauxite lands. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Farmers are set to benefit from technical support to grow medicinal crops in mined-out bauxite lands thanks to an agreement between the Jamaica Bauxite Institute, JBI, and International Nutraceutical and Pharmaceutical Company, Timeless Herbal Care.
It's about education. It's about working with communities. It's about developing Jamaica's natural plants or nutraceutical plants, which are so valuable in international partnerships.
Chief Executive Officer of Timeless Herbal Care, Courtney Betty. The farmers will sell their yields at market value to Timeless Herbal Care, which will extract the medicinal contents for the various markets they serve.
Under the MOU, the Bauxite Institute, because of its vast experience, will organize and train farmers to grow the crops and sell them at prevailing market value to Timeless, who will then proceed to extract the contents and market the medicinal product.
Mining Minister Mike Henry. The crops will include turmeric, guinea hen weed, moringa, castor beans, and medicinal cannabis.
They're all worldwide sought plants because the nutraceutical value is immense. But it's very important that farmers understand that they'll have to improve the skills of producing these plants to the internationally accepted standards.
The farmers will be taught new skills so that they can produce the plants to internationally accepted standards.
The cultural farming practices will have to be improved in the sense of matching what is the R&D requirements. And that can only come through training. The JBI will undertake with the help of Timeless Herbal Care to ensure that this training takes place.
The project will also offer major economic benefits for the farmers.
This collaborative effort will seek to employ farmers in and around the bauxite communities that have been impacted by the mining of bauxite.
Jamaica Bauxite Institute Executive Director Paris Liu Ayi.
And now that the government has opened the doors for the legal growing of marijuana, we can look forward to a new source of revenue and jobs in several levels of production, from growing, reaping, production, and export to registered buyers, such as those in Canada, already awaiting products from Timeless Herbal Care.
Culture Minister Olivia Grange. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't cut off your nose to spite your face. Translation, you must not cut off your nose to spite your face. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
We're committed to reducing the impact of disasters occurring in Jamaica. We're ever ready to assist you before, during, and after a disaster. But everybody have a role to play, so make we work together and follow the plan. Whether rich or poor or where you come from, hurricanes affect everyone. So
be prepared.
Prevention is better than cure.
Be prepared.
Listen to ADPEM.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, don't take actions that will ultimately hurt you just to get even with someone. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.